Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Peter Stansky of Stanford University. His new book is The Socialist Patriot. These are revelations about George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair. The name George Orwell is a pseudonym chosen at the occasion of his first novel, memoir, Down and Out in London and Paris. Between leaving Eton in December of 21 and the publication in 1933 of Down and Out in London and Paris, George Orwell spends 5 years in Burma as a representative, an official, an authority, an enforcer of the empire. And in that time, he shaped opinions of the empire he was serving. And Professor, to call George Orwell an anti-imperialist, is that sufficient? Is that correct about what was developing in Burma?
Yes, I think it is. I think what's exaggerated, or some people write that Orwell returned from Burma convinced anti-imperialist. I think he had doubts. Orwell's transitions are more gradual, I think, than people frequently say. He became increasingly anti-imperialist. He came back having doubts about the empire, but I think his, much to his father's disapproval, his decision to resign from the police force was partially driven by his doubts about imperialism, but I think more important was he decided, I want to be a writer. I don't want to do this. I want to have a different career. And I think that was the major reason that he resigned from the service, forfeiting, you know, a future pension and an assured income for the very uncertain income. You know, he never really made money. He made some, but he made comparatively little money from being a writer until the publication of Animal Farm. The publication of Animal Farm in 1994 made him very well off.
1933, he publishes Down and Out in London and Paris. 1934, his memoir of Burmese Days. These are novels. The novel and Clergyman's Daughter, 1935. In 1936, he's married now to Eileen O'Shaughnessy, a woman who helps him a great deal. She types for him. She's also an inspiration for many of his ideas. But in December of 1936, he decides he needs to see war up close. Why did he choose the Spanish War? What attracted him, Professor?
Well, I think there was a great outrage and concern, with the rise of Hitler and Mussolini, that if Franco won in Spain, things would be even worse, and a democratic, legitimate government was being challenged. I think it was very much the mood of the time that Spain was where the action was, where the questions were. There's also something of a debate. It said he went out to fight. That's not quite true. I think his initial impulse was to go to Spain to write about it, to be a reporter. But then when he arrived in Barcelona, he was overwhelmed by what he considered the wonderfulness of what had happened there. And he felt very strongly that this was a situation that he had to fight for. And so that's when he decided, might have been in his mind that he might fight, but I certainly don't think it was a firm decision when he went. But once he arrived in Barcelona, he decided as a former policeman, he had some, so to speak, military experience. And it was coincidental that he joined this group. He had become a member of the Independent Labor Party in order to facilitate his going to Spain. And the Independent Labor Party was affiliated with the PUM, which was a semi-Trotskyite Marxist organization. And so without sort of thinking about the ideology very much, if at all, he joined that group. But he felt that this was something that he needed to fight for.
Of great peril. He's wounded severely, shot in the throat. He survives. However, thanks to Eileen and friends of his, they extract him from Spain. And what's important here for me, because we're talking about his development as a thinker, he fights with the anarchists. He's tempted to fight with the communists. And they're also the socialists, all battling within Barcelona. We have a couple of minutes, Professor. What did he learn from the three parts of the left shooting at each other?
Well, it was part of his, since the people he was fighting were driven and directed and supported by the Russians and the communists. I think there's two crucial things, and lots of people have written about this, including myself. The crucial thing about Spain is it does the sort of socialist part. It made him, as he wrote to Cyril Connolly, "I am now a democratic socialist completely." And again, it was a gradual transition. So Spain convinced him that socialism was the way to go, but it also, in a way, countered it. It also convinced him that communism and Russia were prime enemies of socialism, and because of their manipulations and their killing people on the left, the May Days in Barcelona. As you say, he was going to Barcelona in order to join the International Brigade, which was dominated by the communists. But then when he saw his comrades being attacked, he had no question that he would support them against the communists. So Spain made him both a convinced Democrat, as you said, democratic socialist, and a convinced anti-communist.
The book is The Socialist Patriot. There are contradictions throughout this story of George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair. George Orwell in war. We're headed to the Second War. Professor Peter Stansky of Stanford University is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.